This is the brief on choosing between Google and Facebook ads. We're cutting through the classic debate to help you figure out where to actually put your money based on customer behavior. So would you rather drop a specific bait exactly where hungry fish are biting, or cast a wide, flashy net to attract fish that didn't even know they were hungry? First, Google ads capture demand. They're intent-driven. You use keywords to target people actively searching for an immediate solution, like a local plumber. It's the modern-day Yellow Pages. People only look at it when they're absolutely ready to buy. It generally has higher costs per click, but yields faster conversions. But what happens when people don't know they need your product yet? That brings us to our next point. Second, Facebook ads create demand. They're interruption-based and discovery-driven. People are just scrolling, so your ad targets them based on their interests and demographics. It's cheaper per click, but requires a longer conversion cycle built on storytelling. But hey, is a lower cost per click really cheaper if it takes 5 different touch points before someone finally buys? Since they do 2 completely different things, capturing demand versus creating it, how do you choose? Finally, you don't necessarily have to pick a winner. It's about matching the platform to immediate goals. Need immediate leads? Start with Google. Launching something new and need awareness? Start with Facebook. Eventually, they can work together. But why would you split a small budget too early when you could dominate just one side of the sales funnel first? The best ad platform isn't about which one is inherently better, but rather which one perfectly aligns with how your customers currently find you.